Hello, friend. Welcome to your Hope Coach podcast. I'm Carmen Horn, your host and your Hope Coach. I pray that you'll look forward to our visits as a few minutes of hope in a world that wants us to feel hopeless. Hey, y'all. It's good to visit with everyone today and talk about my favorite subject, Jesus. Have you heard the old saying, God will never give you more than you can handle? I'm pretty sure most of us have discovered the fallacy of that statement. You see, I've carried burdens so heavy that moving forward felt like walking through that good old Louisiana gumbo mud. Toward the end of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, Jesus offers a thanksgiving prayer to his Father in heaven because although the wise Jewish leaders of his day rejected him, he was thankful that God chose to reveal the truth of his teaching to so many regular folks who accepted him with a childlike faith. Then Jesus makes this appeal. He invites us to be yoked to him. Let's read Matthew 11:28-30 in the New Living Translation together. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." The yoke of the Pharisee was cumbersome. The backs of the Hebrew people were bent with the weight of it all. But Jesus tells the people that surrendering to his yoke will be easy to bear. When we're yoked to someone, we give them the reins of our lives. When you think about a pair of oxen plowing under a yoke, they work together. They share the burden. This word picture would have resonated with Jesus' audience because they understood what working under a yoke meant, not only in farming, but under the burdensome religious laws they had to live under. When we look at this passage and think about what we know of Old Testament law, we can see where accepting Jesus as our Savior is an easy burden. We hand over the reins of our lives to him, and Jesus then guides us in living our lives toward the plan he has for us. Sometimes God allows difficult circumstances and situations to enter our lives. Most of the time, we can't comprehend why what's happening is, well, happening. But remember, friends, Jesus not only holds the reins, he helps us carry the burden. Jesus said he will teach us the way with a gentleness that only true love can. Goodness, I'm so thankful for his gentle, patient care, aren't you? Within our relationship with Jesus, we find rest for our souls. When we bear such a load that we are at our wits' end, we must remember that we do not walk it alone. When we lay our head on our pillows at night, we are assured through Scripture that our Heavenly Father never sleeps. Jesus is always interceding for us and working behind the scenes to keep us moving toward the goal of life everlasting with him. Does God allow difficulties that are too heavy for us to bear to enter our lives? I know he does, but he is the ever-present help in our time of need. I have felt his loving embrace and gentle guidance along really difficult paths. I have watched others walk the unimaginable, and they have testified that their very survival was due to the Holy Spirit's ever-present help. The next time someone offers wise advice that what you're going through is not more than you can handle, it's okay to say, "Yes, it is." That's why I'm so thankful God is helping me carry this burden, because I cannot carry it alone. Let's pray. Lord, I lift all whose feet are sinking under the heavy burdens of difficulties. We gladly exchange the weight of worry, anxiety, and despair for your gentle and humble guidance and accept the peace you offer for our souls. We give you the reins of our lives. Help us walk on the straight path of your way. We thank you for always leading us toward and in the path of peace. We release these burdens to you. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In a couple of weeks, Christine and I will be back to share our thoughts on how to keep trusting God while we wait for answers. I sure hope you'll join us. Bye, friends.